I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Oh, hello, chickens. It's another Time Lord Victorious episode as I'm listening to another big Finnish story and watching Daleks! Exclamation mark! Hey, chickens. So first of all, I listened to the second short trip in that master little short trip thing. They both came in one thing. I don't know. I listened to it on the Big Finish app, which is the most annoying app in the world, by the way, because if you go to the post office, like I did, to pick up a thing, and then you press play on your headphones again, it's hung up and it's turned itself off. So you have to get your phone out of your pants. Look, I ran to the post office and I keep my phone in like this weird pouchy thing. Anyway, and the box was huge that I was carrying. Look, it was annoying. I just wanted to still be on. So what I have been doing with Big Finish things, if I think ahead, is I upload them to Pocket Casts because you can upload your own files onto Pocket Casts and then it lives in the Pocket Casts cloud and then I can play it on that. That has a persistence that other programs do not. The other one I use sometimes is Smart Audiobook Player. I'm on Android, and Android doesn't really cope with the M4B, which is the bookmarkable audiobook format that Apple uses. Because I've got an Apple computer at home. Anyway, you don't need to know all this stuff. We're talking about Time Lord Victorious. You don't need to know about my file system. So it's called Lesser Evils, written by Simon Guerrier, who is one of my favorite Doctor Who audiobook writers. He's done some great stuff for Big Finish. And, you know, he writes like books and other bits and pieces, like articles for Doctor Who magazine. So this one also is read by John Culshaw, who this time is doing an impression of the Anthony Ainley Master. So the one who was around in the final Tom Baker episode and right through all of the Doctors until Sylvester McCoy, and then beyond, because he was in like a video game after the show finished, and then was replaced, obviously, by Eric Roberts in the movie. Oh, they've announced like an Eric Roberts box set of The Master, which I'm kind of excited about because he's deliciously camp. Anyway. The Master is like on a planet. He's been abandoned there for ages. And what I really liked about this one is that Simon Guerrier has obviously been given the dot point from the Time Lord Victorious whiteboard of Doom that tells him, I need this for the ongoing storyline. So it needs the... I'm so excited that this is an audiobook because I can finally say their name, the Cthulhu, as John Culshaw is calling it. That's how I'm pronouncing it because I've seen it written down. I'm like, I'm not saying that out loud. I don't know what it is. The Cthulhu. Anyway, so it needs them in it. They've got some weird power where they're kind of like got a time based power where they can just touch one member of a species and then they can alter that species timeline. They can make them like live for 100 years or 7 minutes or, and so on this planet, the Keturah just goes and touches butterflies and things and go, you live for an hour, you live for a year. And kind of mean about it. Then comes across the Master, who is weirdly defending this species, this six-armed species called the Mongellos. I know it sounds like either an exotic fruit or something you put on an ulcer. Anyway, the Mongellos have these stones that they trade, but they don't have like a value. This is what I mean about Simon Guerrier. Like the things that you've got to tick off are there. There's the stone, but we learn this whole history of these stones, this weird, the Mongello, their odd society that they're, it's a society based on trust and all this kind of thing. And they want to give the Master something, and then they flash forward and see what the Master would really do with it. And so they get angry. Like it's really interesting. And it's just like a battle of wills between the Master and this Keturah woman. And it's great. Cause it's like it doesn't like anything going on between them doesn't have any impact on the wider Time Lord Victoria story, which is great. As happened with the last Master short trip, it's like, oh, he just obviously needs to get his map. That's the thing that needs to happen. He needs to go in this place, get a map and get out. And they've overlaid kind of big, you know, mythic moments onto it that, you know, filling in the gaps of continuity. Whereas this one, it's just like, yeah, all we need is the stone and to have a Keturah person in it. That's all. And the Master has to be in it. And it's just, I really enjoyed it. Like, I don't really understand what was going on, but it's like, I was fascinated with this planet, Astrid, I think it was called. I can't remember the name of the planet. Anyway, it was great. I loved it. Daleks, exclamation mark. Daleks! was the second episode came out this week, The Sentinel of the Fifth Galaxy. Now, I'm kind of easing into the animation, which, having watched Attack of the Clones, I'm much more forgiving of this animation. Like, Attack of the Clones has some great space battle sequences. You know what's not great? Is all the backgrounds when people are standing in front of, like the room. Like, oh, yeah, we don't need to finish the set. They'll just walk in and out of that door and that'll be pretendy. Like, it's like, it just looks like people standing nowhere. Like, the rooms have no weight. Anyway, so I'm much more forgiving of this, the animation this week. So we meet, like, the Sentinel of the Fifth Galaxy, because the entity, this green shiny thing, has gone to Skaro to destroy all the Daleks. Like, that seems to happen a lot now. Anyway, so these Daleks flee, and the strategist has a theory. Now, I'm very worried because the strategist is quite camp and old and battered and has theories. Is this a Dalek based on me? Is this... is the Dalek strategist based on me and my incessant theories? I am very concerned. I've only met Jason Hagelary once. He was very polite. He was quite funny. I said I wanted to write for Big Finish, and he said, well, we're always looking for amazing writers, but you'll do. He's so fun. Anyway, he was on an episode of Heaviants. I mean, he's been on since, but I wasn't on the other one later. Anyway, I'm not laying claim to being the Dalek strategist, although I can be that camp at times. Anyway, the Dalek strategist goes to get an army of Daleks, which is great to see. Like, this is something we don't really get to see much in the TV series, is huge armies of Daleks. It's wonderful. There's a bit of a twist at the end of the story. I'm not going to give anything away. But then there's just heaps of Daleks shooting at each other. And they do suffer from the same problem as the stormtroopers in Star Wars, in that then no one's terribly accurate. Like, there's a lot of gunfire for how many Daleks are hit by it. Anyway, we get to meet an equally camp other robot, the Sentinel of the Fifth Galaxy. It's like, oh, the Sentinel of the Fifth Galaxy. It sounds like an amazing, oh my God, it's going to be this mythic. Oh no, it's like a little kind of camp robot. It's a bit like, you know, the Stephen Merchant robot, if you've played the game Portal. Have you played Portal? It is fun. It's a 3D puzzle shooter thing. Like, it's, I hate first person shooters normally, but I don't mind this one. It's fun. But yeah, Portal is very silly, and Stephen Merchant, you know, from he works with Ricky Gervais, he's in Extras and stuff. He plays a robot. Just a ball. It's like a robot. Looks like an eye, a ball eye robot thing. And this robot reminded me a little bit of him. I'm like, oh yeah, I see. We're doing camp robots. Camp robots. The strategist and the Sentinel of the Fifth Galaxy being camp robots in space. Just snarking at one another. Oh, Time Lord Victorious, you are delivering me so much and so little all at the same time. Anyway, I kind of like this episode a bit better because I had maybe expected too much of the first one. And now that I know what this show is, and it's 13 minutes of silliness and Daleks and camp battered old Daleks who have theories, I'm like, yeah, all right, I'm into it now. Anyway, the next episode, Spyfall Part 2, finally.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.